Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
Ons begin die kort werksweek mooi weer en koel. Cool. Dit gaan warm word oor dele van die Laagveld. Pretoria en Mbombela op na 23, Johannesburg en Emalahleni 21, Polokwane 20 en Rustenburg 22 grade.
In Diepstoot, een ongeluk op die N14 oos voor die R114 Diepstoot afrit, verkeer is baie swaar.
Die insweerseisoen is nou in volle swang. Die premiers van Mpumalanga en KwaZulu-Natal sal oor 'n halfuur ingesweer word nadat hulle Vrydag verkies is. Die hoof van die onderskeie provinsies sal dan daarna hulle uitvoerende komitees aankondig. En EFF-leier Julius Malema word vandag terugverwag in die Oos-London Landdroshof waar hy en leiwag Adrian Snyman verhoor word in verband met die skote wat afgevuur is vanaf 'n verhoog tydens die party se 50 verjaarsdagvierings. Dit was by die Sisa Kudukashi Stadion in Mdansane in 2018. Die klagtes sluit in die onregmatige besit van 'n vuurwapen en ammunisie, as ook dat hulle die wet op die beheer van vuurwapens oortree het. Ek's Gerda de Souza, meer nuus om 9.
Well, there's a unique doubleheader on Saturday. The Springboks take on Wales at Twickenham in the first test of the season. That match falls outside of the test window, so there'll be no European-based players or Vodacom Bulls players in the mix this weekend. Rassie Erasmus will name his match day 23 at 12:30 today. The team flies to London tomorrow night, and on Saturday, that match will kick off at 3 o'clock. At 6 o'clock, the Bulls will take on the Glasgow Warriors in the URC Grand Final at Loftus. Glasgow head coach Franco Smith says the side are embracing the challenge of travelling. The Warriors beat defending champions Munster to advance, and the Warriors are taking their cue from Munster, who last year travelled to Cape Town to dethrone the Stormers.
Fortunately, that experience from last year, they were lessons learned, but this is going to be a different challenge, and our emotional intelligence will be tested this week.
We wish you luck, Franco, but not that much luck. Racing 92 owner Jackie Lorenzetti yesterday called former Bok captain Siya Kolisi invisible in the weekend's French top 14 playoff, 31-17 loss to Bordeaux. Kolisi was brought in by the six-time French champions on a two-year deal. Racing have signed ex-England captain Owen Farrell, as well as Stormers back rower Hachiva Daimani for next season. Kolisi does admit that he'd gained 5 kilos before taking it back off, but he is seemingly under a little bit of pressure. Rory McIlroy says he'll take time away from golf following his dramatic late collapse at the US Open, calling it one of the toughest days of his career. He held a 2-shot lead in pursuit of a fifth major title before dropping shots at three of the last four holes. His agonizing finish allowed Bryson DeChambeau to snatch victory and a second US Open title. And sad news from New Zealand, former Otago Highlanders back Connor Garden-Bashop has died at age 25 after an unspecified, quote, medical event. It's a very sad story. He's the son of former All Black Stephen Bashop, who played for the Highlanders this season in Super Rugby. I'm Colin Jinger, and that's your Jacka Sport.
Jacaranda FM plays more.
Been faking me out, can't make you happy.